Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since this is the first time that I take the floor, I would like to congratulate you on the assumption of your duties and assure you that you can rely on the EU full support. The EU remains committed to pursue the efforts in the GGE with a view to ensuring that the outcome reflects the necessity of compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law, taking into account relevant ethical considerations. Let me start with general remarks on the compliance with international humanitarian law, and some of them will refer also to the ballots presented on the screen. The EU emphasizes that human beings must make decisions with regard to the use of lethal force, must exert control over lethal autonomous weapon systems that they use, and remain accountable for decisions over the use of force in order to ensure compliance with international law, in particular IHL, taking into account ethical considerations. Those who plan, decide upon, and carry out an attack using a lethal autonomous weapon system must therefore ensure that the weapon system and the way it is used will preserve a human being's ability to make the necessary legal judgments and thereby ensure compliance with international law, including IHL. We support also the reference to the need to ensure that the development, production, deployment, and use of emerging technologies in the area of laws must be in compliance with international law, in particular IHL. Also, appropriate level of human control and judgment should be retained during the whole life cycle of the weapon system to ensure compliance with international law, in particular IHL. Moreover, the EU supports the so-called two-tier approach to laws. A distinction should be made between those weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with international law, in particular IHL, which states should commit not to develop, produce, or use, and systems that include autonomous features requiring regulation to ensure compliance with IHL and other applicable international law. Let me also make a remark on human responsibility. And we recall that states bear a fundamental responsibility to ensure that the development, production, deployment, and use of emerging technologies in the area of laws will be in compliance with international law, in particular IHL, and that human responsibility for decision on the use of force must be retained. Thank you, Mr. Chair.